Well, it's deteriorated a great deal in the last 5 years. We had elections in mid-2000. Then we were living with inflation of about 50%. We had, today it's more than double that, and it's been as high as 600%. The currency in mid-2000 was still 38 to the United States dollar. It's now 6,080 to the dollar. Unemployment was probably 30%. It's probably near 50 today, and so on.
The government of President Robert Mugabe, in a large part, blames the West for some of the economic problems and also says that the West is exaggerating them. What would your response to that be?
As for blaming the West, really what they're saying is that the West has conspired against them by refusing to allow IMF and World Bank funding and other donor funding and so on. Now, it would have been very difficult for the fund or the bank to lend to Zimbabwe given the kinds of policies that are in place. So I don't think the politics have too much to do with it. I think it's mainly to do with inappropriate economic policy.
What are some of those policies?
Well, first of all, we're trying at this stage to maintain a hugely overvalued exchange rate. The official exchange rate is about 6,000 to the US dollar, but in the parallel market, it's about 13 to 14,000. So it's a premium of over 100%. We're using massive subsidies to keep down the price of food. Things like essential increases in price of fuel, for instance, when the rest of the world has been paying more for fuel with the rise in oil prices. Our oil prices have been, fuel prices have remained static for the last 6 to 9 months, and so on.
What is a possible remedy?
Well, I think the remedy essentially is to return to first of all, reasonably orthodox economic policies that have the backing of the international community, and that can get access or resume access to international capital, initially from the IMF and the World Bank, but thereafter eventually from private foreign investors. The problem at the moment is that there's a huge overseas debt arrears, $2.5 billion US, which is about 60% of current GDP, and there's a burgeoning domestic debt as well. And really, the only solution to those two problems is some kind of international involvement and debt rescheduling arrangements and so on.
How might the outcome of the elections affect the economy?
A number of different possibilities. The first one is if the opposition were to win, to be allowed to win, in other words, to be accepted by the government, then the opportunity would be there to resume relations with the international community quite quickly. The opposition does have an economic program which is broadly orthodox, broadly in line with what the IMF and the World Bank and others would want and so on. An alternative possibility is that if the existing government of President Mugabe were to win, then he and some of his ministers are hopeful that the West will say, all right, we accept this result, and then send the bank and the fund to try and help turn the economy around. Now, most of us think that that's unlikely because if President Mugabe wins, the result is almost certain, I would have thought, to be found to be not to have been free and fair. So I think there's a problem on that side. The third sort of outcome is if the Mugabe government wins and it is not recognized, then I fear the sort of gradual stagnation of the economy continues and conditions will just get slowly worse.